On Thursday, in their latest debate, three of the candidates running for governor in Connecticut clashed over the idea of running state government like a business. WSHU's Hebong Odama reports on the debate that was sponsored by the Connecticut Association of Broadcasters.
All three candidates in the debate came to politics from the business world. Republican Bob Stefanowski used to be a corporate executive. He's promised to run Connecticut like a business if elected. Independent candidate Oz Griebel, a former CEO of the Metro Hartford Alliance Business Group, took issue with that.
You cannot run the state of Connecticut like a business. With all due respect, business principles can be applied, household principles can be applied. But you can't outsource an agency to India. You can't eliminate unprofitable customers. That's not what governors do. Government has to fill the void that private sector can't fill.
That prompted this response from Stefanowski.
Elections are about contrast. You just heard it from us. He thinks we should continue to run Connecticut like a government and not have any state fiscal discipline like you use in a business. I've run small, medium, and large-size organizations. The state of Connecticut is a $40 billion biannual budget that's broken and needs to be turned around.
Democrat Ned Lamont used to own a cable company. He argued that business values alone cannot fix Connecticut's problems.
I would be the first governor in decades, generations, who started a business, created jobs, and knows how to work with the business community. It's about that, and it's also about what type of a state you want to be. It's about our Connecticut values. It's about the environment. It's about respecting women. It's about our reproductive rights. It's about guns and making sure that on the 6th anniversary of Sandy Hook, we don't roll back and go with somebody who got a AAA from the NRA.
The candidates have one more debate before the November 6th election. It will be on October 30th and is sponsored by the Connecticut Conference of Municipalities. Hebong Odama, WSHU News.